Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just as the government shutdown was ending, we got the news that President Trump is imposing tariffs of up to 30% on solar panels and solar components and washing machines made outside the United States. Trump has been talking about imposing trade barriers to help protect U.S. manufacturers as part of his America First agenda. China and South Korea are likely to be most affected by these tariffs. Joining us now is Varun Sivaram, who is a science and technology fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's in Bangalore, India. Varun, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeremy.
And as far as you can tell, what is the reasoning for imposing these tariffs on solar panels and solar components? Has this industry been especially harmed by foreign imports?
You know, there's the stated reasoning, and then there's what I think is actually going on. The stated reason is that Trump's tariffs are an attempt to wrest back manufacturing from China. And in fact, U.S. manufacturers have suffered a lot of injury at the hands of cheap Chinese imports. But what's really going on, I think, is that the Trump administration wants to appear tough on trade and tough on China, because I don't think the Trump administration or any other serious analyst in the space thinks that the United States is going to be able to repatriate manufacturing in solar energy based on these tariffs. These tariffs are kind of neither here nor there. They're too low to really offer protection to U.S. manufacturers, but they also are too high to avoid collateral damage to the prospects for solar deployment in the United States.
What do you think it'll mean for the solar industry in America?
Well, the solar industry in the United States is dominated by the installation and deployment of solar panels, not the manufacturing of solar panels. So if you look a decade ago, this is when the Chinese government started to subsidize its domestic industry. And as Chinese producers started to produce solar panels at real scale and push U.S. manufacturers out of the market, U.S. manufacturing dropped precipitously. By 2011, the United States manufactured less than 5% of the global total of solar panels, and it's remained that way ever since. As a result, what we mostly do in the United States is install and deploy solar panels. And we've had a boom in the installation of solar in this country. Over 80% of all the jobs in the solar industry are in the deployment of solar panels. You're going to see an increase in the price of solar panels because over 80% of all of our solar panels are imported here. And as a result, you'll see a decline in demand for solar panels of around 10 to 15%. And that's going to be bad for the deployment of solar power in the U.S., the deployment of clean energy, as well as jobs. The industry association predicts that 23,000 jobs might be lost. And because the U.S. manufacturing industry is so far behind Asian manufacturers, we're probably not going to see very many jobs created in manufacturing because firms are not going to invest in new production facilities given how far behind they are.
The economist Diane Swank is tweeting today, tariffs tend to be inflationary and trigger retaliation. Are you expecting the Chinese to retaliate?
I'm expecting it, and I have good reason to. So President Obama imposed tariffs in 2012 and in 2014, and the Chinese retaliated against those tariffs by imposing their own tariffs on U.S. exports of polysilicon. That's the raw material that goes into making silicon solar panels. And as a result, the U.S., which used to have a position of exporting 30% of the world's total of polysilicon, now exports more like 10%. We should expect retaliation this time around as well.
Who benefits from this? Is somebody popping champagne cork somewhere today because of these tariffs?
Yes. There are a couple of folks who benefit. First Solar is an American company that manufactures a type of solar panel not made from silicon, but rather a totally different material, cadmium telluride. Because of that, they're exempt from these tariffs, which are targeted at silicon solar panels manufactured largely by Asian manufacturers, which account for 90% of the market. You know, Tesla might be moderately happy with this result because they had already built a factory in Buffalo, New York to manufacture solar panels, and now that factory is probably going to be able to expand production. But overall, the astonishing thing is that there really aren't that many winners. I don't think that domestic firms are going to increase their investment in manufacturing. It just doesn't make sense. They're so far behind Asian manufacturers, and these tariffs are set to expire in 4 years anyway, so there's not much certainty if you invest in a factory. So if manufacturers don't benefit, And installers certainly don't benefit. And consumers don't benefit because power prices go up and they can't install as much solar as they wanted to. And installer jobs have been lost. I don't see the real benefit, which is why I think that this is an instance not of regulatory capture by an industry. I think it's regulatory capture by an ideology that the Trump administration really wanted to look tough on trade and look tough on China and have an America First policy, even if it created no winners.
That's Varun Sivaram, who's a science and technology fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and author of the forthcoming book, Taming the Sun, Innovations to Harness Solar Energy and Power the Planet. It's out in March. Varun, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeremy.